Hi, I'm John Tankard.
And I'm Elizabeth Tankard, and we are Carless in OKC.
Owning a car is typically associated with freedom, the freedom to move about with efficiency and ease. You can go where you want, when you want.
But as the saying goes, freedom isn't free. The average American household spends 19% of their earned income on transportation cost.
In addition to this, American households on average spend 34% of their income on housing costs. I bring this up because where you live has a powerful impact on the distances you have to travel to get to the places you need to be.
So the average American family spends more than half of their income on these two big-ticket items, housing and transportation.
Households in Oklahoma City have virtually the same average percentage of their income going towards transportation and housing, but there's something different here than in other places in the country.
Housing in OKC is cheap by most measures, particularly when compared to other large cities. So why are we spending the same amount of our hard-earned incomes on transportation and housing as the rest of the country?
Because households in OKC spend nearly one-third of their earned income on transportation costs. That's more than 50% greater than the national average. Residents in Oklahoma City spend more on cars than they do on their homes. This discrepancy in transportation costs is due to the fact that as development in the city has sprawled, automobiles have become the only viable mode of transportation for the majority of citizens.
And as we've talked about before, owning a car is not cheap. With Oklahoma City's median income being below the national average, being so dependent on a relatively expensive mode of transportation can have a weakening effect on our local economy, as well as our individual and community health.
Especially in a city that is dependent on sales tax revenue for a large percentage of infrastructural improvements, the fact that we have less money left over after transportation costs causes a negative feedback loop.
Drivers spend a great deal of money to get around the city, and because of this, there is less money going toward projects to improve roads, which causes cars to be less fuel efficient and need more repairs, causing even less money to be available to stimulate our local economy.
It's not all doom and gloom, however. There are options available that can lower our transportation costs as a city.
Consider using alternative transportation when you have the option. More than half of households in the city live within a 10-minute walk of a bus route.
Or get a little fresh air by riding a bicycle or walking.
Shopping within city limits will ensure that your sales tax money goes to making Oklahoma City a better place to live, including infrastructure upgrades.
Sales tax initiatives like the Metropolitan Area Projects, or MAPs, have improved walkability around the city, and support for further alternative transportation in the next round of MAPs could help bring down everyone's transportation costs.
We should capitalize on the fact that our housing market is so affordable by making our transportation costs more affordable. We'll have more money to spend on ourselves and loved ones, and isn't that what freedom is all about?
If you'd like to compare housing and transportation costs in Oklahoma City to other locations in the country, the HNT Affordability Index at htaindex.cnt.org is a great resource. Thank you for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in OKC? We are trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlessinokc.blogspot.com.